Just this week, U.S. Navy Captain Brian J. Bill notified AP lawyer Paul Gardaif that Bilal Hussein is to be tried in Iraqi criminal court on Sunday, December 9th. The military, however, has still not revealed what charges he will face. The Associated Press, from informal sources in the military, has said that the U.S. military believes Hussein was working with Iraqi insurgents, a charge that the AP firmly denies. At a Department of Defense news briefing, Pentagon Press Secretary Jeff Morrell fielded questions regarding Hussein.
I know the bare facts, and the bare facts are that after apprehending him and holding him, they now believe it is appropriate to refer his case to the Central Criminal Court of Iraq. And it's up for the Iraqis to decide what they wish to do with him from that point on.
Morrell says the U.S. military regards Hussein as a security threat.
They characterized him as a terrorist media operative who infiltrated the AP. They found IED devices or materials in his home, as well as some other discomforting evidence, and as a result of that, they've held him, and now they're recommending that he be tried.
The Associated Press rejects the accusation that IED devices were found in Hussein's home. Its own investigations find that the explosives were reported by soldiers who had seen these materials in the electrician shop that was located beneath Hussein's second-floor apartment. The Associated Press's president and chief executive officer, Tom Curley, defends Hussein's innocence. In a letter to Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, Curley has also expressed concerns over a fair trial. U.S. military attorneys have had 19 months to prepare a case, while Mr. Hussein's attorney will have no idea which allegations and what evidence he must seek to overcome with arguments and evidence of his own. Daryl Lang, the news editor for Photo District News, a magazine that covers various aspects of the photo world, has followed Hussein's story since September 2006.
It raises a very real possibility that an Iraqi photographer is being imprisoned because of his work, because of showing pictures that the U.S. military doesn't want seen. And that's a really serious threat to the freedom of information and freedom of reporting on this war. It's hard to say for certain that's what's happened because there's so many vague elements to this that aren't answered yet, but that would be an extremely serious problem if that's true.
Lang says many other photographers in Fallujah captured the same scenes as Hussein, so it's unclear why he's been singled out as a threat.
It's hard to imagine that after 19 months in prison, he suddenly revealed something they didn't already know, but I who knows, it could be anything. It could just be that they're tired of people asking questions about him, and they might as well just get on with something that would, bring a definitive answer to his case. I don't know.
Jim McMillan is an award-winning photojournalist who is part of the Associated Press's 2005 Pulitzer Prize-winning team in Iraq.
Understanding that I spent a lot of time with American forces, I understand why there are good reasons to detain and identify legitimate journalists. And it's complicated because, the camera has become a weapon of the insurgents. It's an information war as well as a literal war. And so I can understand why Americans would be suspicious of a guy with a camera at after an attack. And yet, Bilal and all of the journalists that I worked with were credentialed by the coalition, basically, and carried those credentials. So a brief detention wasn't alarming, and I don't know at what point I caught on that it was different.
According to the international organization, the Committee to Protect Journalists, over the last 3 years, dozens of journalists, mostly Iraqi, have been held by U.S. troops. While most are released after a short period, CPJ reports, in at least 8 cases, journalists have been held for weeks or months without charge. For Free Speech Radio News, this is Aaron Siegel in San Francisco, California.